it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, also a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us this morning. Heavenly Father, we love you. We're so thankful for the opportunity to be in your house, to come together to worship, Lord. Right now, I pray for your anointing. I pray that you just continue to have your way in this service. I pray that the presence of the Lord, God, would just fill this place and just touch our hearts. God, I pray that you'd help us this morning. Touch our lives. Don't let us leave here the same way we came. Move around these altars. Lord, I praise you and I give you glory and I magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You can be seated. I want to preach on the subject this morning, when you're down to nothing. When you're down to nothing. This widow lady, just give you a little bit of background. Right there a few verses before, God had told Elijah, he said, I want you to tell King Ahab that it's not going to rain on the earth until you give the word. And so he goes up there and he tells Ahab, as the Lord God says, it's not going to rain on the earth until I say it. And things begin to dry out. Things get a little dusty. They didn't mow their grass anymore. I mean, everything dried up. And in the Bible says that Elijah went, God spoke to him to go to this brook. And God took care of him there. The ravens brought him food and he was able to drink of that. But in verse number 7, it says that the brook dried up. Have you ever been there before where you was counting on something and everything seemed like it was going good, and then just all of a sudden out of the blue one day it was cut off? And that's the way Elijah here, he had been taken care of. God had been meeting his needs and providing for him. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the brook was dried up. And this widow woman, not only was it up there where Elijah was at, but this widow woman was also in a very dry time. All the nation of Israel was in the midst of a famine. And it had been several, I don't know exactly how long it had been since Elijah had first spoken these words that it wasn't going to rain. But things were already, she was already in a bad spot. She was already in a dry time and she didn't have any answer. So we just trying to understand what brought her to this point and what brought her to this place. She was a mother. She had a son who she obviously loved and was doing everything that she could to take care of him. I'm sure, I just try to put myself in her shoes as she tries to rack her brain, tries everything imaginable to provide for her and for her son. You can, as you read those verses, you can tell that she's tried everything. She wasn't just laying around and saying, well, I don't have no food. I mean, she was out there trying to make something happen. She was, She had tried everything that she could possibly think of. She had tried to look in this direction and that direction. I'm sure she had spent many nights unable to sleep as she tried to think, what am I going to do? I've got this, you know, I've got to take care of this. I've got to take care of my son. It's not just about me. And she talks to Elijah and said, as the Lord God liveth. I mean, she knew God and she had talked to Him, no doubt, about her situation. And she had come, though, to where she came down to the very last bit. She told Elijah, I'm making the last bit today. This is the last day. This is the last meal that we're going to have. I'm going to go and make the last meal and oil. We're going to eat it and we're going to die. She had tried every possible way to get herself out of this situation. And have you ever found yourself in a circumstance or a situation where you've tried to figure it out on your own? And you've tried everything imaginable. You've looked at it from every direction and you've spent hours as you're driving in your car or whatever the case may be, looking at it and saying, how can I get myself out of this situation? And I can just see her as she's looking at it and trying. And every direction that she tried to step out in, every one of them was blocked. Every one of them, every time she tried to figure this out and say, well, maybe I could find some food through this avenue or, you know, every avenue, every possible way of her needs being met was blocked. And sometimes, you know, and you can even see she's planning to die. She's thrown, in some way, she's thrown her hands up and said, I don't know what to do. I don't have any money. I don't have any, I don't have job. She had lost all hope. She had gotten to the place where she had tried everything. I'm just trying to picture, she has lost her sanity a little bit. Have you ever been there where she's just so overwhelmed with this situation? And the fact that she is not able to provide for her son. I mean, if I knew that I wasn't able to provide for my family, I mean, that would drive me a little crazy. I would be stressed out. I would be worried if I was not able to provide for my family. And so we see that she is at the end of her road. She has come down to where she has absolutely no answer for her situation, no answer for her problems. And she's just about ready to give up. And at this point, God speaks to the man of God up on the mountain and says, I've got this widow woman that's going to sustain you in the midst of this famine. And at this point, she's out gathering sticks to make her last meal. And Elijah says, would you go get me a drink of water? And she says, yeah, I'll do it. And as she's going, Elijah says, hey, also, would you bring me something to eat? And at this point, God puts her to the test. Have you ever found that to be the case when you're down to absolutely nothing? You don't have the answer for that situation or that problem that you're going through. And when you get down to where you possibly can't take it anymore, God says, would you be willing to do this for me? If I was to move in your situation, I found that in my life so many times when I was down to nothing and I'd been praying and I'd been doing all that I knew how to do. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, God would speak something to my heart. He would ask me to obey. He would put me to the test. And that's what He did there for her. She was down to nothing. She had no answer, no hope of ever getting out of it, but God was on her side. Amen. I want to turn to Mark chapter 5 and read a familiar story to you. Someone else that was also down to nothing. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. The Bible says, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind Him and touched His clothes. For she said, "If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And immediately Jesus, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Also in this story, we see a woman that had tried everything. The Bible says that she had suffered many things, many physicians. She had spent all that she had. She had, just like I was talking about with that other lady, she had looked at that problem every which way. She had, every doctor that she had ever heard of, she went to him. She spent all of her money. She had tried everything. And so many times that's the way, and that's the burden of my heart this morning, is so many times, have you ever been in that situation? And I feel like God spoke to my heart and said, there's some people there this morning that's tried absolutely everything they can. They've prayed everything that they know how to pray. They've cried out to the Lord. They've done everything they can. And they've come to the end of their road, so to speak. And that's where I've been there before, where I've tried everything. I've prayed and I've sought the Lord and I've tried to hear from God, and it just didn't seem like the answer was coming when I needed it to. And I just found myself at a loss. I didn't know, and I found myself down to nothing. And I came to that place where I said, "God, if you don't move, I'm at the end of my resources. I'm at the end of what I know to do. I'm so overwhelmed on every side. I'm troubled on every side. I turn this way and it's blocked. I turn that way and I run up against another roadblock." And that's the way this woman with the issue of blood, she had been in a battle for years and years and years. And she, I kind of imagine her as somewhat of a wealthy woman when this started, because the Bible says she spent all that she had. And if you try to pay doctor bills for any period of time today, I can't even afford a year's worth. So if she had been going to doctors for 12 years, you know that she had been spending quite a bit of money. And she had tried everything. And she was at a loss. She had reached the point where there's no other way. There's no other way. She had spent all that she had. She was not, and the Bible says she was nothing better. She was nothing better. Now, we've all heard the saying, that person has hit rock bottom. Maybe some of us, many of us, have at one point in our life have hit rock bottom. Maybe we've known some family members. Maybe we've been praying for their salvation. And it seems like that they never turn to the Lord. And sometimes it takes people hitting rock bottom. I mean, sometimes they have to be thrown in jail. Or, sometimes that's where, they go and go and go and do whatever they want to do until God gets a hold of them and allows them to hit rock bottom. They never turn to the Lord. And that's where these two ladies were at. They had hit rock bottom of trying everything that they could possibly come up with. And, I was reading online, somebody had written a blog about hitting rock bottom, and there were so many people. You wouldn't believe the comments. I think there was like 3,600 comments. People all across the world of saying, they start telling their problems. "I'm 56 years old. I've lost my job. I've lost my marriage. I've lost everything. I'm at the bottom. I don't know where to turn. I don't know where." And just reading story after story after story. And there's so many people that lose everything. And when they try everything they can do, they work, three jobs, just try to make ends meet. They try all this. They try all this in their own strength. And so many times, even as Christians, We try everything that we possibly can. We try to work it out in our strength. We try to work the problem and the situation out. We try to iron the wrinkles out of our own life. And we, you know, how can I make this work? And sometimes it just don't work. When you've tried everything, when you've lost everything, when it looks like and it feels absolutely hopeless, when you've hit the rock bottom, when the devil lies to you and says, there's no hope, there's no hope for your situation, you're going to be like this for the rest of your days, you're always going to have to deal with this. When you've hit the rock bottom, not just in life, maybe you're here today and you're saying, well, I'm doing all right, but maybe in a specific certain circumstance. Maybe it's a problem that you've been praying about for so long, and it just doesn't seem like God's moved. Maybe it's something that you battled in your life that you've been battling. I thought just in Mark chapter 5 there, two other stories are told. Well, in one other story about Jairus' daughter and how he was at the end. He had tried everything as well. I mean, his life may have been going well, but because of this one circumstance, his job wasn't important. His house, you know, none of that stuff mattered. It was just about his daughter. And it was just because of that one circumstance, they was down to nothing. And he turned to the Lord. I thought of Mary and Martha, how that, you know, everything was fine in their life, but then Lazarus got sick. They, you know, was going fine, but because of one situation, because of one circumstance, and maybe you're here this morning and you've got a nice home, maybe, you know, your job is secure, but because of one situation, you've been praying about, you've been seeking the Lord, and you don't know what you're going to do. You're down to, you've tried everything that you possibly can. You're down to nothing. You're at rock bottom. I'm here today to tell you the Lord's here for you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, one of the things about being at rock bottom is you don't have nothing to lose. You don't have nothing to lose. This woman that had the last of her meal, the last of a little bit of oil. I can just see her on the way back after Elijah has talked to her and said, hey, would you make me a little cake first? And she's like, maybe just without even thinking about it, she's like, oh, yeah, all right. The hospitable woman that she probably was. And as she's walking back, the devil speaks to her and says, are you out of your mind? That's your last meal. What are you thinking about? But what did she have to lose? If she was going to die anyway, I think I'd rather go out trying to do something for God than anything else. And she said, why not? I've tried everything else. This woman with the issue of blood, she had tried everything else. And when she heard about Jesus, why not? I've dealt with this so many times. Why not try something else? And maybe you're here today and you've tried everything that you can possibly imagine. Well, there's not much risk involved. So why not run to the Lord like you never have before, and surrender your life to Him afresh and anew? Maybe you never have before. Maybe you've never really given yourself completely to the Lord, and you say, God, if You'll move for me this morning, I'll give myself to You like never before. I'm here to tell you, if you're really at the bottom, if you're down to nothing, why not try Jesus? Amen. Why not give Him everything? What have you got to lose? I promise if you'll give Him everything, He'll show up for you. Amen. It's not much of a risk, really. I know I said, you know, you can take big risks, but it's not a risk when you're stepping out of the boat and Jesus is there to meet you. That don't seem like much of a risk to me. That seems like a good direction to go in. Amen. I'm thankful that we can trust in Him. Why not turn it over to Him? Verse 27 in Mark chapter 5 there says, and when she had heard of Jesus, aren't you thankful for the day that you heard of Jesus? When she was down to nothing, when she had tried everything, when she had spent all that she had, she heard about Jesus. Praise God. Praise God, when she had tried everything, when she was down to absolutely nothing, someone told her about Jesus. Amen. And there's a lost and dying world out there. There's people that we see each and every day. They're down to nothing. As I was reading that blog, and those people, time and, you know, person after person saying, I've hit rock bottom. I thought, man, what if, and they were saying, I don't have the money to go to a psychiatrist or any of those things. I wanted to, put on there, and some of them did later on, but have you heard about Jesus? Praise God. When you hear about Jesus and put Him into the equation of your life, it makes all the difference in the world. Amen. When you enter Jesus into it, it changes everything. Praise God. I think of a couple of songs that come to my mind. When you're down to nothing, my God is up to something. Amen. Have you ever heard that song? When I've tried everything that I possibly can, when I'm down to absolutely nothing, that's when God's getting ready to do something great in my life if I'll just keep putting my trust in Him. I thought of Israel at the Red Sea. Their enemy was closing in behind them. They were blocked in front of them, that huge Red Sea. There was no way across. And as they looked behind them, here came their enemy that they had served for years and years and years. They were down to nothing. They had no hope. But just when they were down to nothing, God was getting ready to do something they had never even seen of or imagined. Maybe you're here this morning and you're blocked in on every side and your enemy's been after you. I'm here to tell you, when you're down to nothing, when all of your possibilities have failed, when all of your strength is gone, when all of your resources and all of your finances and the things that you've counted on and depended on, and all of that's taken away, I'm here to tell you that this morning that Jesus is getting ready to do something great in your life that you can't even begin to imagine. The Bible says, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or even think of. And so when you're down to absolutely nothing and the devil's sitting there lying to you and saying there's no hope, that every bit of thing that you've ever tried has failed, I'm here to tell you, God, get ready, because God is getting ready to do something incredible in your life. We serve a God that when you're down to nothing, that's when He likes to step in and show His strength. The Bible says, in your weakness, Paul said, in your weakness, He is made strong. His grace is made sufficient. Amen. When we are at our weakest point, that's when we know that God can do anything, when He steps in and moves. Another song says, when nothing but a miracle will do. When you reach to that place, when nothing but a miracle will do, you're at the lowest low, when you're at rock bottom, when nothing else but a miracle from God is going to save you, that's when Jesus likes to step in. Amen. You know, sometimes, if we're not careful, we get a little bit of pride in our life. And we say, I think I can work this out. You know, you hear of great revival sometimes in third world countries and stuff. People trusting in God for great things because they don't have nothing. And in America, where we've been blessed with so much, we've got more than enough. Because of that, we begin to think we can do it on ourselves. And those people that, you know, I've been to different places and where people didn't have nothing. And all the hunger in their heart for God to move in their life. They realized they didn't have nothing. They realized they were down to nothing. And unless God moved for them, it wasn't going to be worked out. But here in America, we have been blessed by so much. We have so many things that we feel like we can do it in ourselves. We feel like we can figure it out. If I can just make it to the next payday, or if I can just make it a little bit longer, something will change and I'll get it worked out. Instead of getting alone with God in our house or wherever and saying, God, unless You move, I am desperate. I've lost all, I don't have any answer. I don't have the the problem. I don't know what to do. I need you to move. I'm down to nothing. But in America, we feel like we can handle it. Our pride gets in the way and we don't cry out to God like we need to. We don't tell Him that we're desperate. We don't tell Him that we've tried, you know, we think, oh, if I could just try this, I probably can work it out. But we've got to come to the place where we realize, Jesus said in Revelations, He said, you say you're rich and increased with goods. You say you've got everything that you have need of and you don't know that you're poor and you're naked and you have need of me. I'm here, maybe you're here this morning, you say, well, He's not preaching to me. I don't really have any great needs. I'm here to tell you, we need God in this hour more than we ever have before. We need to call out to God, and whether you feel like it or not, say, God, I'm at the end of where I, you know, this situation, maybe you're at the bottom of where you need to be spiritually. And we need to cry out to God and say, God, unless You move, unless You come by, I'm not going to make it. I'm down to nothing. I'm dry. I don't feel You like I want to. I'm down to nothing. Unless You move, unless You come by, I'm not going to make it. We need to admit, we need to confess that we need Jesus. We need to confess more than ever that we need Him each and every day. Get up and cry out to God and say, I can't make it through this day. I've been, just personally in my own life, I've been going through some things. Me and my family, we've been going through some things and things have been coming against us. And I just can't even describe to you sometimes the feeling of everywhere you turn, something is blocked. Every avenue, and you just get to that place where you say, I've got to have God move again in my life. I've got to have God come through. I don't have the answers. I don't have the answers to your problems. I don't have the answers to your situations, but I know who does. And He's here this morning to help you. You don't have to do it on your own. You wasn't created to do it in your own strength. You wasn't created to come up with the answers in your mind, but you were created to turn it over to a God that has all power in heaven and in earth. You were created to lay it at the feet of Jesus. Your body was created not to carry these heavy burdens, not to carry these heavy loads that you've been trying to do in your own strength and in your own power. You were never created to handle those. You were created to lay them at the feet of Jesus and say, I can't do nothing in myself. I can't do nothing in my own strength. I come to You, God. I've got to have You move. Now, when nothing else but a miracle will do, I can't do it, God. I need a miracle in this situation. I can't figure it out. I need You to move. I can't pray like I need to. I need You to move. When you're down to nothing, like these women were, they tried everything, and all had failed. I'm here today to tell you, though, you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay in that place of being, you know, of settling for nothing. God's got all the power. He's got all the miracles. He wants to give that to us. I wonder how many times God's looked down on us and said, you know, He talked there. Jesus said, like the hen gathers her chicks, how often I would have gathered you in and helped you, strengthened you and given you exactly what you have need of, move for you in your life, but because you tried to do it on your own, I couldn't help you. Because you said, I have need of nothing, I couldn't help you. You wasn't down to nothing. You wasn't desperate. You had too much. You was too blessed. I couldn't help you. How many times I would have helped you if you'd have just let me. I don't know about you, but I can't afford to miss out on something God's got for me. I can't afford to miss out on a miracle that God has for me. I don't want to try this on my own anymore. I don't want to try to do this in my own strength and in my own power. I want to let God, if God's got a miracle for me, I don't want to miss it. If God's got strength for me to make it through my day, I don't want to miss it. And so many times we think we can do it on our own. when God's got the answer for us. God's got exactly what we have need of. You don't have to stay at nothing when God's got the answer, when God's got a miracle for you. The best place we could really be at is where these women were at, down to nothing. Because if we could just get it in our mind that we're really down to nothing. We don't have the answer. We don't have the solution. That's the best place you can be in, because God can move for somebody that realizes they can't do it. God can move. And so, just like I mentioned earlier, the best place to be is to step out of the boat like Peter. Because Jesus can reach down and pick you up. Amen. I'm almost done, but I want to talk to you about Naaman the leper. He needed a miracle in his life. And he had position. He had pride in his heart. He had everything going for him. He had a nice place to live, maybe a couple of houses. Had a nice job right there working with the king of Syria. But he came down with leprosy. And after he had tried all that he could, he tried everything. Went to all the doctors of Syria. His own little servant girl from Israel said, "I know how you can get over this." There's a prophet in Israel, Elisha. And if you'll go to him, he'll take care of it for you. And Naaman, he tried everything else, so he said, "Why not?" And so he went. And he said, Elisha told him to go down to the muddy Jordan, dip 7 times. He got mad. He got mad. "Well, why couldn't he have came out and prayed over me and passed his hand over me and removed it?" He is getting ready to walk on home back in his condition. And I thought, you know, I wonder how many times God has the answer for us. But because we're not desperate enough, we'll just keep living in our leprosy. We'll keep living just like we always have been, and we'll keep messing with that situation and trying to figure it out on our own and saying, "Well, if I can just, maybe another doctor will come up with a cure for me back at home." When he had the answer right there, all he had to do, and it took one of his servants said, "Hey, you've tried everything else. I've been here. I've watched you. You've tried everything else. Why not try this? You've tried everything else. You've tried to figure it out on your own." He almost let pride get the best of him. Now I ask you this morning, are you down to nothing? Are you here this morning with a situation? Maybe it's life this morning. You've tried everything. We all know Jesus is the answer. We all know it. We could all say it 1,000 times. But what a shame it would be for us to leave here in that same condition. When you're down to nothing, God wants to do something. He doesn't want you to keep going through that. He wants you to turn to Him. That's why we go through problems and situations, so we can turn to Him. Will you stop this morning trying to figure it out on your own? And will you just turn it over to Him? You know, I know probably this morning maybe this message isn't just for everyone. Because some of you think, in your mind, the back of your mind, I still think I can do it. You're not desperate enough. You still got a little bit of pride that says, I can do it. So I want you to realize the importance of saying, I can't do it. I can't do it in myself. And unless you perform a miracle, God, I'm not going to make it. And I want, as we come down here to pray this morning, I want you to draw a line, just, you know, in your mind and say, God, I've done everything I can. I've tried everything I can and I'm tired of it. And I'm drawing a line this morning. I don't have the answer. I can't do it in myself. I need a miracle. Could we all stand this morning? Oh, God. Heavenly Father, we love you this morning. Thank you for your presence. God, I pray for each and every one that's down to nothing this morning. God, I pray that you would move and speak to their hearts, Lord. God, bring them to that place where I've surrendered to you. Lord, we love you. Have your way. Heads bowed and eyes closed. No one looking around this morning. You're here this morning. Maybe you're not a Christian. You've tried to figure things out on your own. You've lived for yourself. You've never accepted Jesus as your Savior. You've tried everything and you're at rock bottom. And you're saying this morning, I'm tired of trying it in my own strength. I need Jesus' help. I need to give my life to Him. Would you raise your hand this morning? Yes, there's hands going up. You need Jesus to save you. You don't want to do it in yourself any longer. Anyone else? You're at rock bottom. You've tried it on your own. And you realize that that doesn't lead you anywhere but further down. Maybe you're here this morning, you're not a Christian, and you haven't reached rock bottom. I'm telling you, you don't want to reach it. Wake up where you're at right now and say, I don't want to hit rock bottom. I need the Lord. Would you raise your hand this morning? Yes. All right, maybe you're here this morning. You're a child of God, but you've been going through something. You've been facing things. And everywhere you've tried to figure things out, every which way you've tried to work it out in your own strength, it's been blocked. You say, I need a miracle. Nothing else but a miracle will do. Would you raise your hand this morning? Say, I need a miracle. Hands all over the place. I need a miracle. Unless God moves. Unless God moves in my situation. Unless God deals with my lost loved ones. Unless God moves in this and heals and works. I need a miracle. Anyone else this morning? Would you confess that you're down to nothing? Praise God. All right. I'll quote the scripture again. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think of. I want you to imagine your need that you've been struggling with. And I want you to imagine God moving this morning, because I believe He is. And not only is He going to do it, but I believe He's going to do far above what you can even ask or think. I believe the miracle worker, Jesus Christ, is around these altars this morning. And that thing that you're now confessing, that God, unless you move, God, unless you move, I ain't going to make it. I need a miracle. If you need a miracle in your life this morning, would you come around this altar right now? I open these altars up. Let's believe God for a miracle. Don't try to do it any longer in your own strength or in your own power. Believe.